Bloomington High School is launching a pilot program that sets aside time for students to get advice on college and career readiness, academic success, and social and emotional needs. Principal Tim Moore tells GLT's Eric Stock that teachers can use this 23-minute advisory period twice a week to work with students individually or in small groups in ways regular class time generally does not allow.
It kind of started with just an opportunity we saw to how can we connect more with our students. I think our staff works extremely hard at building relationships with students, and so we saw this as a chance to what can we do within the confines of our school day to make a concentrated effort to not only build better relationships, but also support our students in ways that they need. And so it started with just some conversation with our teachers. We did surveys of them, you know, because giving up, you know, taking instructional time is a big thing for some, and we found that the majority of our staff, it was like, you know what, we think we'll gain it back by, you know, students, you know, feeling more welcome here at our school. So we had a lot of conversations, talking to various other schools and what they're doing, and we're really excited about this opportunity.
So are there other schools that kind of serve as a model that you're working off of?
You know, there's yes and no. I mean, there's schools that have a freshman advisory period. Some schools do have a homeroom, as it's called. There's a lot of schools that are doing what we're doing. So we were able to visit some schools, and it's been a couple of years since we've done that, but we've looked at a lot of schools and talked to people, and then a lot of our teachers have had that experience of having their own homeroom when they were in high school, and they talk about the impact it's had on it, and so I think they can pull from that also.
The idea is to have more direct contact with the students. There's almost 1,600. There's only 100 teachers. How do you make that work in just 23 minutes twice a week?
Yeah, so that's going to be a challenge, but we figured 23 minutes twice a week is better than what we have right now. It took a lot of work. Those teachers, you know, that were here tonight and some of the other teachers who have been on our committee have worked extremely hard to develop this curriculum that we think will help us try to connect. And, you know, with the number of staff we have, we're hoping to keep that number down around 15 to 20. And that's a very doable number in terms of being able to connect with students a couple days a week.
What are some of the examples that you're going to be working with the students on in this time outside of the curriculum, so to speak?
Yeah, so the big thing is the check-in on their grades and how they're doing. There'll be some goal setting where students can say, here's a goal I want to work on, you know, academically or with attendance or with behavior. Then we also know that there's some social, emotional, you know, we also going to talk about, for example, you know, how do you prepare for tests? How do you advocate for yourself in a high school? You know, when you need to talk to a teacher, it's some of those social skills that we want to be able to teach them. Also, as I said earlier in the presentation, I mean, we assume that kids know how to do all these things, and we know that we need to teach the expected behaviors in our school, and this is one way we think we can do that.
How much have you noticed in your time at Bloomington High School, 22 years, the social and emotional needs being in greater demand at this point?
Yeah, it's, you know, and I don't have any statistics right now in front of me, but I'll tell you that our guidance office sends out an email that when they meet with a student on a crisis, just an update on here's what the kid did and here's what we're doing. And we get those every day. I gave an example today of a student that is a very loud student. When she's there, you know she's there. We absolutely love this kid. I saw her this morning and she was dead silent. So something's going on with her. And so having that advisory period, if she's in my advisory period, I'll pick up right away that there's something going on with her and will allow me to be able to help her. But our school has seen our district, all schools across the country are seeing a huge increase in students that have social emotional needs. And I really think they're all grasping and trying to figure, okay, so how can we support them even more than what we're doing?
One challenge that teachers have raised in talks we've had with them over the past couple of months is they're being asked to be more like social workers in some extent. This is an additional responsibility for them to handle, even though it's still within the confines of their day. What kind of help can the administration offer to help ease any concerns that they might have about taking on this added role?
Yeah, so we did. We spent all of last year working with McLean County Health Department on mental health first aid, is what it's called. It's a program, a training, because our teachers, they came to us and said, listen, the guidance staff can't do it by themselves. We as teachers, can you find some training that will help us when we see a student that's dealing with some issue? How can we address it so maybe they don't have to go to their guidance counselor? So that has been very helpful for our staff, I think, that they've been through that training. But absolutely, we will need to continue to support our teachers on dealing with students and helping students, because again, those needs are just, I just believe as time goes on, the needs of our students are going to continue to increase. And so it's our responsibility to help those students. And what I love about Bloomington High School is we're willing and ready to help our kids.
How will you measure its success?
We'll look at surveys from our students and our staff. You know, we'll look at the Five Essentials survey. We plan to get survey input from our staff, and then look at our graduation rate and our freshman on track rate. And you know, we expect that those numbers are going to continue to increase, and that'll be one way we can measure, you know, if this is successful or not.
Do you have a time frame for when you plan to make this 5 days a week?
Well, it's with next semester being the pilot, 2 days a week, I really feel that we will have to do the pilot maybe for all of next year also for 2 days a week. That gives us a good year and a half, three semesters of data we can collect. And so then the following year, you know, so 2 years from now, we could maybe have it 5 days a week. But, you know, that's some contractual things we have to work through with the BEA. Of course, the school board would have to be supportive of now it's 5 days a week. So we want to be able to come back to them and say, here's what we started with. Here's the data that supports it's working. And we're ready to go 5 days a week. Here's how those 5 days will look. And then work through some of those other things, as I said, with the BEA. Joel Lewis, the president, has been extremely supportive. And work, he and I are working through, you know, because we want it to be successful. And the first time I went to him and talked to him about it, he was on board from the very beginning. And so I think that's critical, you know, to see that administration and then the association as well, Teachers Association, are on board with this.
That's Bloomington High School Principal Tim Moore with GLT's Eric Stock. Moore says each class will be shortened by 4 minutes to allow for the advisory period. You're listening to Sound Ideas.